Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Wherever you are listening from, at home, on your way to work, in the office, or even during a quiet moment of reflection, I want you to know this. God has something special for you today. Our topic for today's devotional is living water, and our Bible text is from John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14, which says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." I recently read in a magazine about a man named Dean Karnazes, an ultramarathon runner. He ran 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 consecutive days. Incredible, right? But here's the interesting part. During his races, Dean carried bottles of water strapped to his body. Because he understood that no matter how strong or prepared he was, if he ran out of water, he would collapse. Water was his lifeline. In the same way, life can feel like a marathon for us. We strive, we hustle, we achieve. But without the true living water that Jesus gives, we eventually collapse inside. Our souls grow weary, restless, and thirsty. Now let me ask you, what are you thirsting for today? Is it success, recognition, money, or relationships? Here's the truth. None of these things, as good as they may be, can truly satisfy the deep thirst of your soul. Jesus alone said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." John chapter 7, verse 37. You see, the Samaritan woman in John 4 tried to quench her thirst in relationships. She had five husbands, and the one she was living with wasn't even her husband. But still, she wasn't satisfied. Jesus lovingly pointed her to a greater reality. "I am the living water. Drink of me, and you'll never thirst again." Friends, what are you trying to use to quench your inner thirst? Is it binge-watching TV, scrolling endlessly through social media, or chasing after another purchase? Let me encourage you, only Jesus satisfies. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." No matter how restless your heart feels, you can rest in Jesus today. If you've been searching for peace, hope, or joy, stop running in circles. Come to him. He will refresh your soul, just like cool water refreshes a weary traveler. Take a moment to reflect on these things. What have I been using to try to fill the empty spaces in my heart? And then ask yourself, am I truly satisfied in Christ, or am I still thirsty? Today, I will encourage you to spend at least 10 minutes in God's presence. Talk to him honestly about your thirsts, your fears, your longings, your struggles, and ask him to fill you with his living water. Let his word refresh you. As you go today, say this with me. "Today, I drink from the living water of Christ. I am satisfied in him alone. My soul will not thirst for empty things. I have peace, joy, and strength in Christ, and I overflow with his life wherever I go. In Jesus' name." Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us today that you are the living water. We confess that many times we've tried to quench our thirst with things that cannot satisfy. But today we return to you. Refresh every heart listening right now. Strengthen us for today's journey, and let your joy be our strength. We commit our day into your hands. Go before us, guide us, and let your peace fill us to overflowing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with a friend or family member. You never know whose life you might refresh today. Remember, in Christ, you are winning every day. God bless you, and have a refreshing day filled with living water.
where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.